Our first reading for today, Transfiguration Sunday, comes from the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. If you'd like to follow along, you will find it on page 17 in the New Testament in your pew Bible. Hear this story. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about this vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Our second reading today comes from the book of second letter of Peter. If you'd like to follow along, it's on page 222 in the New Testament. "For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we have been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For we received honor and glory from God the Father when that voice was conveyed to him by the majestic glory, saying, 'This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased.' We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic message more fully confirmed. You will do well to be attentive to this as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. First of all, you must understand this, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came by human will, but men and women moved by the Holy Spirit spoken from God." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, today is a Sunday that's packed with ceremony and fellowship. We had the dedication of our new entryway and door earlier. In a little while, we will celebrate Holy Communion. And then after our worship service, I'm hoping that we will all break bread together in our monthly community meal. Lots of things going on, no question. And because of this packed schedule, I have shortened my sermon. But I would like to... No, don't start. Golly. Amen. But really, when you look at our schedule, when you think about our calendar, it reminds me of the mundane regularity of the daily and weekly life in this church. And that seems a stark contrast between our regular routines and the incredible mountaintop experience of glory described in Matthew's gospel and the testimony in Peter's letter that Ken read. This juxtaposition of regular occurrences with the transfiguration actually got me thinking about our new entryway and what that really means. In the Bible story, Jesus was transfigured. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. But all the apostles could do was to stand there, to fall to their knees, dumbfounded and amazed, their knees knocking loudly beneath their robes. even though Peter, James, and John were not themselves transfigured, I believe that they were surely transformed. With what they had seen and experienced, they would never again be the same. They had been glory burned for life. And as we think about that new entryway that we have just consecrated, perhaps we should think about how our lives can be equally transformed. When we walk that path into our church, it may seem ordinary. It is certainly not a path that leads up a high mountain. But just as Peter and James and John witnessed those saints, Moses and Elijah, we too are reminded of our forebears in the faith. All who enter that door can look to their right at that memorial plaque and read the names of the saints who have preceded us as disciples of Jesus Christ. This is for us a pathway that remembers those who have walked it before, those who have left their legacy for us, those who have made us who we are today. Because we have walked that path so many times, we will recognize that the sum total of all of our experiences here, baptisms, weddings, funerals, classes, community meals, weekly worship services, all of these experiences have brought us joy and pain, happiness and sorrow, celebration and deep meaning. But all of these experiences have molded us and transformed us into a closer community of God's people. Last week, one evening, as I was driving to the church for a meeting, I came up the street. It was deserted. But up ahead was our church with the small lights illuminating the roofline. But brightest of all throughout the entire neighborhood were the lights that shone so strongly from that beautiful new entryway. There in the darkness was a beacon of light showing the path into the church. But that light also signifies the true path to eternal life, Jesus the Christ. This is the light of hope to all who see it. I was struck by a line from Peter's letter that Ken read. You will do well to be attentive to this as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. Generally, in our mundane lives, we are not transfigured. But every one of us can be transformed by the grace of God and the fellowship of God's people. We too can be glory burned for life. Even in the darkest moments of our lives, we know that the day will dawn and the morning star will rise in our hearts. It is that light of hope that we are to share with all people. It is to that pathway that we are all called. May God transform us as that same pathway leads us back into the world, that we may spread the good news and help to bring about God's kingdom on earth. Amen.